brought to you by Penguin.
Walk in My Combat Boots by James Patterson and Matt Eversman, 1st Sergeant, USA Retired, with Chris Mooney. Read by Jason Culp. To Rory Patrick Hamill. Part 1. A Call to Duty. Mike Levasseur. Mike Levasseur grew up outside Hartford, Connecticut. When he graduated from high school in 1997, he joined the U.S. Army National Guard. He served as a civilian firefighter and paramedic for 20 years alongside his military service. He was deployed 8 times, 3 of which were combat missions. After sustaining multiple injuries, Mike retired at age 38 and went on to earn a master's degree in emergency management from Georgetown University.
We're not going to make it.
This from Jackson, the squad leader of my platoon. He's referring to the 40-plus Humvees on the base in Kuwait, which in 2004 is nothing but a big mess of tents in the middle of the desert. The vehicles are all softshell. Not a single one has armor on it. It's 2 a.m. I just stepped off a plane. Jackson opens his duffel and removes 2 Gatorade bottles, the big 32-ounce ones. He hands them to me, then looks back down at the bag, thinking.
Better make it 3, he says, and grabs another one. Follow me.
24 hours ago, I was at Fort Drum in upstate New York, training with the U.S. Army National Guard and freezing my ass off in 45 below zero weather. I haven't slept since I was pulled from the field. No soldier does when told you're going to war. Jackson finds an engineer.
We're heading to Baghdad, Jackson tells him, and I'd like to make it there in one piece.
What do you need?
Plate armor. Enough to weld the doors and cover the underside in case we drive over an IED on Military Supply Route Tampa. I also want to line the inside floor of the Humvee with sandbags.
Jackson holds up a Gatorade bottle.
Brought you one of each. Vodka, gin, and bourbon. The good stuff, not the cheap stuff. We have a deal?
5 hours later, we're driving a jerry-rigged Humvee in a convoy heading north on this main highway that goes from Kuwait all the way up to Mosul. The road is flat and blackened from explosives. Smoke from a burning hulk of what looks like a car billows into the hard blue desert sky, taking me back to my time in Bosnia. I was there, working an ER shift at the base hospital, when 9/11 happened. We watched it live on a TV in the hospital's waiting room. When we saw the second plane crash into the building, right then we all knew we were going to war. Jackson comes to a stop. We've driven less than a quarter of a mile.
Possible IED ahead, he says. Got to wait until the engineers clear it.
We dismount. Everything is flat and dry and unbearably hot. In the distance, I can make out the sound of small arms fire. My adrenaline is pumping, my mouth dry. I keep looking around me. I worked in Bosnia as a medic. I was also loaned out, pimped out, as we call it, to units that needed a medic for their combat patrols. The biggest worry I had was stepping on a landmine. No one ever shot at me. It takes well over an hour to clear the IED. I get back into the Humvee. The drive to Camp Anaconda, northwest of Baghdad, is over 6 hours. It takes us 2 days. The first battle in Fallujah happens 3 months later, in April. Some Blackwater guys, riding in an up-armored Chevy Suburban, stop on a road by the bridge at the entrance to the gates of Fallujah when they're approached by a group of kids selling gum, candy, soda, and fake Rolexes. A guy rolls down the window to buy some candy, and a kid drops a frag grenade into the Suburban. The burned, charred bodies of 4 Americans are dragged from the wreckage and strung up by the bridge. The insurgents declare a
sample complete. Ready to continue?